Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime show on the internet. First, on the docket, do you really need to be a doctor to perform surgery? Second, those darn video cameras. Third, things get more bizarre in the Regan Hancock matter. Fourth, a Breonna Taylor grand jurors back in the news. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk. Thanks for watching. First, if you haven't done so already, we'd ask that you hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. And as always, leave us a comment below. Tonight is Tuesday. What does that mean? We are going live on both Facebook and YouTube at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And then immediately after that, we're going to our Tuesday night Crime Talk Patreon show as well. So make sure if you haven't done so already, sign up for Patreon. And in that particular show, we take your calls and we'll talk about anything you want. And as always, that's right, we'll ask the magic eight ball the question of the week. First on the docket, do you really need to be a doctor to perform surgery? Can you imagine that there's actually laws out there that people can't perform surgery and medicine on people without a medical license? That's right. And let me give you an example of why that exists. These two Oklahoma men are now behind bars after allegedly performing unlicensed gender reassignment surgery on a male victim who told the cops he met one of the defendants online when he was researching castration. Now, investigators charged Bob Lee Allen, 53, who apparently used scalpels to remove the 28-year-old victim's scrotum and testicles during a procedure earlier this month at a residence in Oklahoma. Allen allegedly was assisted during the procedure by Thomas Evan Gates. You know, because every doctor needs an assistant, right? Police learned of the castration when the victim, who had traveled from his home in Virginia earlier this month, went to a hospital seeking treatment. The victim told the police that he had met Allen on a website and that the man was an amateur surgeon, but don't worry, he claimed 15 years of experience. The procedure took place on October 12th, and Allen didn't charge the victim for his services. However, the police state that the surgery took place on a makeshift table in Allen's home that the police described in the affidavit for the arrest warrant as an oil field bunkhouse. So one can only imagine that sanitary precautions were not being followed. The victim also states that he was awake during the two-hour castration procedure and that Allen had injected him with some sort of anesthetic that he needed prior to the surgery. When the procedure was done, Allen said that he was going to consume the parts and laughed and said that he was a cannibal. Allen apparently bragged that he had had six more clients on the way and they were going to get the same operation and that he would put the parts back in the freezer. Apparently, the morning after the castration, the victim woke up and realized that things didn't go as planned. In fact, there was a lot of bleeding. And he called Allen for help because why wouldn't you call your doctor, right? And Allen reportedly told the victim, no ER, no morgue. Allen ultimately realized that things weren't going well, just like the victim had realized, and he agreed to take the victim to the hospital. However, Mr. Allen did warn the victim that if he passed out or died en route to the hospital, that he was going to dump his body in the woods. Mr. Allen also instructed the victim that if anyone asked how this was done, to state that he has in fact done it himself. Now, needless to say, Mr. Allen and Mr. Gates were both arrested when they arrived at the hospital to visit the victim while he was recuperating. When the police executed a search warrant on Mr. Allen's home, they found an assortment of narcotics as well as many medical utensils. They also noted that a bedroom had a deep freeze freezer that contained a plastic Ziploc bag, what appeared to be testicles. Both Allen and Gates have been charged with an assortment of felony and misdemeanor charges in connection with the unlicensed surgery, which resulted in the permanent disfigurement of the victim. Both men are currently on a $295,000 bond, and they will be in court in a couple of days. Now, I'm no medical expert, but I'm thinking searching the internet for an unlicensed doctor to perform a surgery to remove various body parts is not a bright thing to do. Fortunately, the victim got to the hospital, but what did you think was going to happen? You think this was going to go well? This had dumb criminal written all over it. But the fact that it was so serious, we couldn't make it a dumb criminal contestant of the day. That's how bad this was. Next on the docket, those darn video cameras. Well, take a look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Here you will see, allegedly, Goey Charles removing the deceased body of Vanessa Pierre out of a car and leaving her on the ground. What is disturbing about this is the fact that Miss Pierre is in fact deceased. Miss Pierre had been strangled and died of asphyxia due to compression in the neck, and the death has been ruled a homicide. Police arrested Mr. Charles, and he has now been charged with second-degree murder. We have said before, not that we're condoning or trying to tell anyone how to commit a crime, leaving a body on a street corner in a large city these days, really? Did you not think there was going to be a video camera somewhere? Video cameras are everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care if it's a Ring doorbell, security, or cameras put up by the cities and the police departments in the cities in which they reside. But the bottom line is there is video cameras everywhere. You just can't make this stuff up. This is just another sad story, ladies and gentlemen. Next on the docket, the Regan Hancock story. Do you recall that story? That's where it is alleged that Taylor Parker, who knew Regan Hancock, ultimately was responsible for the death of Regan Hancock and then taking her unborn child, who ultimately died. Well, it turns out that Taylor Parker, who obviously is in custody, apparently is not that great of a mom, and it's a little surprising that she wanted somebody else's child to raise because she can't take care of her own. According to court records, Parker gave birth to a son in 2013 and owes her ex-husband, the son's father, over $7,000 in child support, and she has not made a single payment since their divorce in March of 2018. Now, law enforcement has not been able to come up with any motive for this grisly event, but it is clear that Miss Parker needs to spend a lengthy time in prison, if not the rest of her life. Unless there's some sort of mental illness, that is where she is going to be. Obviously, we'll give her the presumption of innocence, but you just can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why Miss Parker knew Miss Hancock was reportedly that Parker photographed Hancock's engagement and subsequent wedding back in 2019, and apparently that they had been friendly or kept in touch since that event, which makes this even more bizarre. Next on the docket, a quick recess. Just like in this Regan Hancock case, she thought that she knew Ms. Parker. She apparently was a good person. That's the type of situation where we all need to run a criminal background check on people that we are involved with. Even if you think it's friendly, even if you think it's general acquaintance, you should check people out. Go to crimetalksearch.com. You can sign up. There's a nominal fee, but when you pay the fee for the subscription service, guess what? You can anonymously search as many people as you want, right? Maybe the parents of the kids that you just don't like hanging out with your kids. You just don't get that warm, fuzzy feeling. Do a quick background search. When you do the background search, millions of public records are searched. You're going to get a report. It's going to have information regarding phone numbers, emails, social media, criminal history, property records, divorce records, bankruptcies, all the information that you need to make a good, informed decision. Go to crimetalksearch.com. You'll be happy you did. Next on the docket, a Breonna Taylor grand juror back in the news. Two grand jurors in the Breonna Taylor case spoke to the media today. And the two men, asked that they remain anonymous, said that they were never given the option to consider a murder or manslaughter charge, with one calling the police actions and behaviors that night of Breonna Taylor criminal. Now, we have discussed this before. The grand jurors do not get to decide what charges are brought. They get to decide whether the charges that have been presented, whether probable cause has been established or not. That's it. They act as literally a judge, a jury, all right, a grand jury. They're a question of fact. Enough evidence was presented based upon the charges that were presented. It's simply probable cause. The prosecutor is the one that presents the charge. And the prosecutors, according to these grand jurors, said no other charges were being brought because they didn't think that they could make the charges stick. Why is that? Because they have to have, the prosecutors have to have a belief, an ethical obligation in that belief that they could prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. The district attorneys, in this case, the attorney generals, decided that they didn't have enough evidence to prove any other misconduct as it relates to the officers, specifically homicide charges regarding the death of Breonna Taylor. I know people don't like this. Okay, it's a crappy situation indeed. A woman lost her life. Were there mistakes made on the police? Yes. The grand juror recordings, we have them in our playlist below. You can go through and listen to them as I have, and there is nothing in there that is unethical. I did not hear anything that was wrong with the presentation of those evidence. The people that are complaining about this, unfortunately, do not understand the grand jury process. Now, only matters what evidence is presented and whether the grand jury believes those charges have been sustained as it relates to probable cause. It's simply a standard of does probable cause exist? That's it. So I understand the frustration, but the DAs, the attorney general in the state of Kentucky, is not going to bring charges other than what's already been filed. I hate to say it, but that's it. It's over. Unless the feds bring charges, which I don't think they're going to, it's a terrible situation. Now, Breonna Taylor's family has been paid a record settlement from the city for their conduct. Breonna Taylor will never be brought back, and that in and of itself is, in fact, a tragedy. Nothing can be done to bring her back, but the city has paid $12 million to the family. I understand they want justice, but I have said this before. If you want justice, don't look for it at the courthouse. It's not there. But you don't get it by going and burning down your city. You change the law. That's what you do. You go through the process. You change the law. You don't riot. You don't burn the city down. You don't threaten to harm people. You change the law through the legal process. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Residents in Haines City, Florida, thought that something was wrong Saturday when they saw a young man driving a bulldozer down the street. As he made his way down the street, he began running over political signs in people's yards. The man, identified as 26-year-old James Blight, was charged with grand theft auto and trespassing, according to arrest affidavits. Now, in this particular case, Mr. Blight made several mistakes. Well, first of all, regardless of the signs that he ran over, he shouldn't have done that, all right? People have a right to express their views as to the person they want to be elected to office. And you can put your yard sign in your yard. And as we've talked about before, Mr. Blight made another mistake, is you can't take other people's things. I'm not sure how many times we have talked about this, but you can't take other people's things, including bulldozers. And if you're gonna wanna take out a yard sign, a bulldozer seems a little overkill to me. Now, Mr. Blight, there's no indication that you are under the influence of alcohol or drugs to help you make these poor decisions. So we're gonna go with maybe the fact that you were just stupid, all right? Regardless of which party or which sign has been up, those people have an absolute right to express themselves on their property. And for you to take down their signs, let alone remove them, but with a bulldozer, it's a little overkill. But Mr. Blight, you are our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Congratulations. And if you win, you will receive a Crime Talk mug, courtesy of Crime Talk, at no expense to you, Mr. Blight. And you don't even have to say you stole it, because we're going to send it to you. Now, if you would like to get Crime Talk gear and merchandise without becoming the dumb criminal contestant of the day or week, go to the link below and it will take you straight there to Teespring and you can order your merchandise and they will have it to you shortly. Now, as we said earlier, today is Tuesday, which means we go live 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Be there. The goal is we will start on time, be ready to go. We'll go till 7 p.m. Mountain Time, and then we will go shortly after that to our Patreon members. If you haven't become a Patreon, now is your time to do so, so that you can get that link and you'll be able to join us. It's a much more intimate conversation that we have, and in fact, you can call us on a secret number that we provide and you can talk about anything you want with me. And don't forget, we'll do the Magic 8 Ball question of the day. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. We'll see you tonight on Crime Talk.